Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
In his radio diary today, Joseph O'Connor salutes a remarkable new book.
You often see a reviewer saying about a book that he or she couldn't put it down. But I have to confess that this has happened pretty rarely to me. Most books, I find, are easy enough to put down, and some, including some of mine, make you want to hurl them across a room. But this week, I happened on a book so compelling and forceful that I read it through in one go. It's called It's Not Yet Dark, and it's by the Irish author and filmmaker Simon Fitzmaurice. Mr. Fitzmaurice, a graduate of UCD, once shortlisted for the Hennessy Literary Award, lives in Greystones, County Wicklow, with his wife Ruth and their five children. A talented young artist, he was diagnosed in 2008 with motor neuron disease and offered, if not euthanasia, a chance to die. Refusing it, he was given 4 years to live. Well, he's still here and still writing, and It's Not Yet Dark is his latest piece of work. Here I quote, "I am a stranger, a different breed. I do not eat or drink or walk or talk the way you do. I don't breathe without a machine helping me. I cannot move my arms or legs, and yet I'm still man, and my heart is alive, to meaning, to value, to love." Simon Fitzmaurice is paralysed, and so this remarkable memoir was written by using an eye gaze computer. The author doesn't try to wow you as he tells his story. His work stirs deeper recognitions. He writes simply of meeting and falling passionately in love with his wife, of becoming a father, of planning and moving homes, of travel, thought and serenity. It's a lyrical book, but not in any flowery sense. It's got the power of plain words placed one after another quietly. This gripping, affecting, sometimes funny read by a natural-born storyteller with something to say about the weight and the value of a life. It's one of those books that you feel might change your perceptions or deepen your empathy, which might amount to the same thing in the end. I've a theory that we read because of a profound desire we have for that act of empathy, to know what it's like to be somebody else. And the miracle of reading the work of a really skilled writer, of entering that consciousness of the other person, is that we come back to the self with a more enhanced sense of what it is like to be us. That's what this book gave me, that invaluable gift. The novelist Kurt Vonnegut once wrote, "I say in speeches that a plausible mission of artists is to make people feel glad to be alive, at least a little bit. I'm then asked if I know of any artists who pulled that off." Well, for me, Simon Fitzmaurice passes the Vonnegut test. He makes you feel a little glad to be alive. If you need a story of courage, of heart, of coming back for more, of love and struggle and the power of both, It's Not Yet Dark could be the elusive thing you're after. 2014 is only half gone, but I've already read one of my books of the year.